keeping you informed. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Callie Holthouse, and these are the latest headlines from 13 News. The Satanic Grotto hosted a protest at the state capitol on Saturday, despite state officials denying its event permit. The Witching Hour protest was a call for religious freedom and equality, organizers say. The proposal for the protest was denied by the state of Kansas in early July based on safety concerns. The Kansas primaries are on Tuesday, and this year, ballots will look a little bit different. This year's ballots are reserved for local elections like city council and school boards. Those offices are nonpartisan. Shawnee County election officials say the best way to return advance ballots is in the drop-off boxes outside the election office by 7 p.m. on Election Day. Those are your headlines. In Topeka, I'm Callie Holthouse, 13 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exterior.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Slight chance of thunderstorms today, otherwise mainly clear skies. Daytime highs approaching 82. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies again tonight. Lows level off around 65. Daytime highs approaching 86. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Right now, it's 63 degrees.
When you need body work done on your vehicle, call C&R Body Shop off Highway 24 in Beloit. They do paintless dent repair for hail damage and door dings, windshield replacements, collision work, and complete refinishing of your vehicle. C&R offers estimates and all insurance claims are welcome. Call Charles and the gang at C&R Body Shop to get your vehicle back to looking great again. Call them today, 738-6566, 738-6566.
Funeral notices brought to you by Schoen Funeral Home and Monuments. Compassionate service from our heart to yours. Visit SchoenFHM.com.
Hannah K. Miller, 25, of Stockton, Kansas, passed away on Friday, July 25th. Born in Osborne on December 31st, 1999. A celebration of life gathering will be held Saturday, August 30th from 12 to 4 p.m. at 183 Lane's Bowling Alley in Stockton with a potluck meal at 1. Memorials are suggested to the Plumer Overlease Funeral Home to assist with funeral expenses and may be sent to 723 North 1st in Stockton. Althea M. Loomis, age 105, of Mankato, passed away on July 22nd. Funeral services will be Friday, August 1st at 10:30 a.m. at the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Mankato. Burial will follow at Mount Hope Cemetery. Memorials are requested to the Jewell County Hospital or the Mankato City Library and may be sent to Melby Mortuary. Funeral services for Robert Bob Smith, age 92, of Glen Elder, will be at 10 a.m. Friday, August 1st at the St. Peter's and Paul Catholic Church in Cocker City. Mr. Smith died Saturday, July 26th at the Mitchell County Hospital. Memorials may be given to the Wakanda Baseball Club. Robert's family funeral service is in charge of arrangements. Condolences may be left at robertsfamilyfs.com. Funeral services for Melvin Bob DeLay, age 73, of Cocker City, will be at 10 a.m. Thursday, July 31st at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Cocker City. Mr. DeLay died Saturday, July 26th at Downs Care and Rehab. Memorials may be given to the NCK Genealogical Theological Society or Solomon Valley Community Foundation. Robert's Family Funeral Service is in charge of arrangements. Condolences may be left at robertsfamilyfs.com. Clyde R. Bigham, 83 of Downs, passed away Wednesday, July 30th. Private family arranged services will take place at a later date. Shone Funeral Home and Monuments are in care of arrangements. Online condolences to shonefhm.com. Funeral services for Ian Drake will be held on August 4th at 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Beloit. Memorials may be given to the St. John's Catholic Church or Boost Ministries. Cremation has taken place and there will be no visitation. Mr. Drake died Sunday, July 27th at Mitchell County Hospital in Beloit. Robert's Family Funeral Service is in charge of arrangements and condolences may be left at robertsfamilyfs.com. Funeral services for Jacoby Tyson will be at 10:30 a.m. Saturday, August 2nd at Robert's Family Funeral Home in Beloit. Visitation will be Saturday, August 2nd at 9 a.m. before the funeral service with family present at the time. Memorials may be given to the Funeral Expense Fund in care of the funeral home. Jacoby Tyson died July 27th. Robert's Family Funeral Service is in charge of arrangements. Condolences may be left at robertsfamilyfs.com.
Funeral notices brought to you by Shone Funeral Home and Monuments. Compassionate service from our heart to yours. Visit shonefhm.com.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Royals took 2 out of 3 from the Toronto Blue Jays over the weekend, winning 9-3 on Friday night as Michael Wacha went 8 innings, giving up 3 hits, 1 run while striking out 5. The Royals saw homers from newly acquired Mike Yastrzemski. Salvador Perez hit a homer, and Adam Frazier added one as well. On Saturday, the offense wasn't there for the Royals as they fell 4-2 after they went down 3-0 after 3 innings, but Noah Cameron did have a good outing, but he was going against future Hall of Famer Max Scherzer. The Royals won Sunday's game 7-4 in 10 innings as they scored 5 runs in the 10th to get the victory as Hunter Harvey got the win on the mound, and the Royals' offense came late. Kyle Isbell had the game-winning RBI on a double. The Royals added some more runs and came out on top. They're now 56-56 as they continue their road swing in Boston tonight for a 6:10 p.m. first pitch as newly acquired Bailey Falter will get the start on the mound tonight. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
This week in sports, we're talking to anything and everybody college sports, including college graduates who've played sports, student managers that have done work for college teams, and of course, student athletes that are going to participate in sports this semester. And first one we're starting with is 2024 Beloit High graduate. I can't think of anybody to start the college in sports on KDS 94.1, but none other than Beloit's own Bryce Beisner. Bryce, what have you been up to this summer?
Well, I was back in town, back in Beloit for a lot of the summer, working at the pharmacy, which was pretty nice. Kind of get a break from volleyball. But now I'm back in Lawrence. We just started 2-a-days for preseason practice. So, yeah.
Well, Bryce, you tell us about your love for volleyball. You spent some years being the manager for Beloit Lady Trojans, a very successful program under Brandy Paul. Just kind of tell us about your love for volleyball starting in high school.
Yeah, so my passion for volleyball, I feel like, kind of started when we moved to Beloit in 2015. That was kind of the beginning of Brandy turning Beloit volleyball into the program that it is now. That was the first year that Beloit had ever gone to state. And obviously since then, there's been a lot of success. So I think that's kind of just what drew me to it, is how successful Beloit's been and just like the powerhouse that it's become. And just like the general energy around volleyball is so cool. Like every match is just so intense, no matter where you're watching it, at the high school level or collegiate level. It's just a really fun sport all around.
Well, Bryce, you're in your second year at Kansas University, this year under the direction of new Jayhawk coach Matt Ulmer. You spent a year under legendary and Hall of Fame coach Ray Bouchard, a native of Grinnell, Kansas, who started his high school coaching career at Lewis, Kansas, and then he went 716 wins, 60 defeats at Barton Community College, winning as coach and in the Hall of Fame in the national junior college ranks, and then went on to post 400 wins, five-time coach of the year in the Big 12, 27 seasons at Kansas, and really built that program up. In your first year as a student manager under Ray Bouchard, kind of talk about Ray Bouchard being the head coach and being such a successful coach at KU, and then your relationship with the volleyball team and legendary coach Ray Bouchard.
Yeah, so like you said, last year was my first year with the team, and getting to work under Coach Bouchard was really special for me. He kind of actually had ties to my grandpa, Kent Beisner, which I thought was just really cool. They knew each other from Western Kansas growing up out there, obviously. So just that kind of personal connection right off the bat was really cool. But he's also just an incredible coach. Like you said, legendary in the state of Kansas. Really built KU to the program that it is now, which is super cool. And even before that, like you said, at Barton, just an incredible guy, super nice, great to work with. But, yeah, a really legendary volleyball coach for sure.
Kind of a bittersweet moment last winter. You found out that Ray Bouchard was retiring, and now in your second year being a student manager at KU, Matt Ulmer, who ironically is the youngest head volleyball coach in volleyball in Division I, winning a national title when he took Long Beach State to a beach volleyball title, and then eight successful seasons at Oregon Ducks, 683 winning percentage while at Oregon in eight season, and now the head coach at Kansas. Talk a little bit about Matt Ulmer and what he brings to the table as your boss and the new head volleyball coach at Kansas.
Sure. Like you said, he was at Oregon for eight seasons, so has experience, really good experience. They've been to the Elite Eight numerous times in those 8 years that he was at Oregon. And then obviously now he's at Kansas, and I think he just has like a new energy that they're ready to like take KU to the next level, which I think is really exciting for KU volleyball fans and obviously for me personally being tied to the program. But yeah, he just has a little different coaching style than Coach B. He's very technical when he works with the players, knows exactly what he needs from the players and makes sure that they know it too. So a little different style than Coach B, I would say, but obviously the success he has in those 8 years at Oregon shows that it works. So I think it's really exciting to see where KU volleyball will be in these next few years.
Well, Bryce, kind of talk about your daily practice routine, how you start and stop practice, what you do in between, and how long, what time your day starts, and what time are you finished?
Yeah, sure. So right now we're in two-a-days, so we're having two practices a day. The girls have weights at about 9 a.m., lift for about an hour, come to practice. We usually start around 10 for our first practice of the day. That'll end at about 11:15. Then they go do some film study and just talk about, they have classroom is what it's called, so they just, like I said, do film study and talk about how practices have been going and stuff like that. Then we'll go to lunch, have a little bit of a break in between, which is kind of nice, and then usually start our second practice at around 1:30. That one will end around 4. And then myself and then the other two managers we have kind of trade off who does laundry what day. So depending on the day, I'll get done there usually around 5. So, yeah, that's a typical day right now.
Well, Bryce, this coming Saturday, August 9th at the Horsch Family Volleyball Arena, the alumni scrimmage will happen. They're going to honor the 2015 Final Four team, which upset number one USC that year. Kind of talk about this coming Saturday scrimmage and then your daily game day duties.
Yeah, personally, I'm just excited to see the team get back out on the court. Obviously, it's kind of a new look for the team. We lost a lot of seniors last year. And then obviously having a new staff coming in, any team will look different in that scenario. We did have some matches in the spring that we got to see what we looked like out on the court, but we've added a few new players since then. So I think it'll just be really cool to see how that goes and just get a feel for what the season's going to go like. Obviously, it's early, so you can't dictate the whole season based on Saturday, but I think it'll be a cool preview of what the year is going to look like. And then as far as my game day duties, game days are actually fairly relaxed for me compared to a practice, which is kind of funny, but we'll get there, make sure the girls have their jerseys, all the stuff they need for their uniform. Then we'll have a pass and serve usually on a typical game day. Start the laundry from that. We'll have usually a few hours until we get back to the gym, depending on the game time. Then we'll start warm-ups about an hour before the first serve. And then once the game starts, we just kind of help out wherever's needed, which usually isn't a lot. So we kind of just get to sit back and enjoy the game, which is nice.
Well, Bryce, it's only about 20 days till the regular season starts for the Kansas Jayhawks. On Saturday, August 23rd, they will play Vanderbilt in Lincoln, Nebraska. And then the following Monday, August 25th, play Penn State at one of the neat facilities in all of America for volleyball and basketball, the Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And then travel up to the Spike Classic in Madison, Wisconsin to take on Wisconsin and Creighton on August 29th and August 31st. Not necessarily worried about KU as a team in those matches or that schedule, but I want to know how what your duties will be when you start traveling and the team goes on and takes on those four NCAA qualifying teams and how you decide who goes and does what and what will your duties be and travel time be during that quick week of first competition.
Sure. So in the preseason, typically, I think we'll travel at least two managers, if not three. So that's really cool that we all get to experience that together. For that first match, I think we're heading up 2 days before. So we'll get settled in, have a practice, and then have another practice the day before, probably. And then day of, we'll have pass and serve, just like a typical game day. But as far as our traveling duties, it pretty much just consists of packing the girls' uniforms, practice gear, anything that they're going to need for team activities throughout that trip, and then just making sure we have our equipment bags that have extras of anything that the girls could need. Just making sure we get those to the girls, and then obviously packing our own stuff and just kind of helping out wherever's needed, but the main stuff is just making sure the girls have everything they need for the trip.
Well, Bryce, being a student manager, I have no idea when you have time to go to class, but since you're there for an education, talk about your major and what you want to do in life.
Yeah, so right now I'm majoring in exercise science for pre-physical therapy. Eventually, I'd like to move back to Beloit and work as a physical therapist there if the opportunity presented itself. But, yep, that's where I'm at right now.
Well, Bryce, you have a hobby that the only thing bad about it, I could see you paying your electrical bill, but you love Christmas and Christmas lights, and it's not a rare occasion to see you out there in the heat of the summer at night laying out Christmas lights in June and July. Kind of tell us as we finish up what's been a great interview, and we're so proud of you and the city and Beloit school system, and everybody's so proud of you for what you've done, and just tell us about your love for Christmas lights.
Yeah, so I think this will be our sixth year of doing the show at our house now. If anybody follows my dad on Facebook, I'm sure you've seen the posts of him giving me a little bit of crap about that. But, yeah, I just really enjoy it. It's kind of just the technical side of things, like computers and stuff like that. I've always been a little interested in that. And then, obviously, being involved in the community is super huge for me. And I think that's just kind of a way that I enjoy giving back. I hear people all the time talking about how much they enjoy stopping by our house and watching the show. So I think continuing that tradition while I'm in college and even after that is something that is really important to me. And even though my schedule obviously during volleyball season is a little chaotic, it's important for me to try and find time to get back to set that up, just because I know people do enjoy it. And it's also a little bit of just a break from everything for me. So yeah, it's just something I really enjoy, and I know other people enjoy it too. So yeah, very important to me.
Well, Bryce Beisner, thank you for being the first person interviewed on College Week, probably this week and next week. Got a lot of, I think there's 18 kids that graduated last spring that are going to try college competition this year. And of course, you're awfully close to an awfully good program at KU with the volleyball team, and want to wish you and the team the best of luck. And many times, if you can catch a KU volleyball game on TV, you're going to be sitting right behind the bench.
Yep, exactly. Looking forward to the season for sure.